Good morning and welcome back to the Get the Scoop Radio Show. This is Kristen Hildebrand. I'm Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture. And right alongside with me here in the buddy seat this morning, and as always, is Chris Schalk. He's Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Kristen.
I guess I want to start this morning off by kind of sharing some good news. And Chris, we want to share that we have been some communication award winners, right?
We have been. Evidently somebody else other than our listeners likes us.
Yes, yes.
But that's the most important people that like us is our listeners.
Right, right. And I don't want to toot our own horn all the time, but I do want to let people know that we're very, very excited about having this opportunity in the morning to be able to talk to you guys about these different topics. And it is nice to be featured, especially amongst our Ag Agents Association. So just real quick, we were able to be a state winner for our Association for Ag and Horticulture Agents in the audio recording. And then it goes on to the region, which Chris and I have also placed regional winners out of the southern region for audio recording. So it goes on up to see the nationals. So anyway, we haven't heard if we've won nationals, but we do want to share that with our folks this morning. And Chris is also here to share some information today on tips for harvesting and storing corn silage. So Chris, is right now the best time to be talking about chopping corn silage?
Well, I think you got to start talking about it sometime, okay? It's going to be right around the corner here. Depends on how quick you got your corn out, whether corn is going to be ready to go. But I guess number one thing we want to do right now is we want to start getting equipment ready so that it doesn't slip up on us. We want to get our bunkers ready, get our silos ready, that kind of thing. I think it's really important, and we need to talk about this just a second, is that we need to train our employees. Cutting silage is a dangerous game, Kristen. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts, a lot of kind of things going on. We need to train our employees. And whether those employees are our children or regular paid employees, we need to make sure we go over some safety with them. And I think that's really, really important, like I said, to cut down on things. So, you know, we try to. It's all about moisture, Kristen, when we're talking about corn silage. You know, and you know, for bunkers, you know, we'd like to kind of be in that, you know, 62 to 68%. So we say 65% moisture. Okay, all right. And upright silos and bags, we can do that a little drier, I guess you could say. So we're down about 60%. Okay. You know, putting up silage too wet, we can get a little too much butyric acid and result in a little bit of ketosis. If we put that silage up too dry, we do not get good fermentation, and we get less beneficial acids and those kind of things. I was talking to a farmer the other day, Kristen. I asked him what his herd average was, and he was up quite a bit this year. And I said, well, what do you attribute that to? And he says, we got better corn silage than we did the year before. So it's about better forage. And, you know, those are things that we can do. And that's why it's really important to go ahead and get started because, you know, if you're in a dry spell, that moisture can move down pretty quickly. If you're doing custom chopping, you need to, you know, go ahead and check with your custom choppers. You know, things that I like to make sure that we're ready, we make sure that we've got there's knives sharpened and properly adjusted. And we need to, you know, make sure that we go ahead and try to, because when we do this, we want to fill the silo rapidly.
Okay.
So that when we're packing, okay, so we can get the oxygen out of there quick, all right? And we want to pack and pack and pack. How much do you pack silage if you're using a bunker-type deal? Well, you pack it, Kristen, and then you pack it, then you wait a little bit, then you pack it some more. And when you think you're done packing it, then you pack it some more, okay, all right? So we can't pack silage enough and that kind of thing. So we definitely want to do on with that. But, folks, I'll tell you, if you're interested and got some questions about corn silage, why don't you pick up the phone? Give us a call, the Extension office. We've got a pretty good publication that I really like, and I've left a lot of things out of it today. But I really like it. I think it brings our attention to some stuff to help us put up the very best quality forage that we can.
That's right. And you can always get that publication that Chris is referring to at your local Extension office. So make sure to call or visit, stop in at your local Extension office. And remember, guys, you can always come back here with us each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop with Chris and Kristen. A big shout out to our sponsors that make the show possible, like Farmers Regional Livestock Market and the folks over at Hobdy Dine Reed. So get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.